USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans plan for a summer vacation, they're being met with astronomical inflation and never-before-seen gas prices. The Biden administration puts the blame on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Not so fast, says Republican Congressman Michael Waltz from Florida. He was on Fox News and says the blame falls squarely on the White House.
Energy costs and transportation costs are the largest driver of inflation. They were there well in place as soon as he shut down that Keystone pipeline and all of the federal leases and the drilling in Alaska and on down the list and told all of the woke companies in Wall Street, don't invest in oil and gas. This isn't Putin, this is Biden.
The baby formula crisis in the United States has been known since February, and finally the first imports of baby formula arrived in the United States over the weekend. More flights from foreign countries are coming to ease the shortage as domestic production is not ready. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden said Monday in Tokyo, Japan, that the United States would send in troops if China were to invade Taiwan, saying the burden to protect Taiwan is even stronger after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
Oklahoma Representative Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax says he's putting forward legislation to expunge President Trump's impeachment.
Listen, you guys made a political decision to impeach a president, and our founding fathers warned us of this to begin with, and what we don't want to do is say to the future Congresses that this is okay. We got to make sure we get this thing right, so we're going to go back and expunge it. And if you don't do it now, while you're in office to right your own wrong, then we'll do it when we kick you guys out of office next year, which we're going to do that in November.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Zach Brown Band founding member John Driscoll Hopkins revealed Friday he's been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hey guys, John Driscoll Hopkins here with Zach Brown Band. I have tough news to share, and my brothers and sister have gathered to support me. Over the past several years, I've noticed some balance issues and some stiffness in my hands. After careful analysis by some of the country's top neurologists, I have been diagnosed with ALS. Because my symptoms have been slow progressing from the start, we believe they will continue to be slow progressing going forward. God willing, I plan to be rocking with these amazing people for many years to come.
At this time, there is no cure for ALS. Over the past week, the Internet's been buzzing over images of what appears to be a doorway cut into a cliff on Mars. NASA's Curiosity rover, which snapped the picture earlier this month, said that while the strange door-like features on Mars provides a fascinating doorway into the ancient past, it's perfectly natural rather than the work of some aliens in hiding. The Curiosity rover found the Mars door on May 7th while imaging mounds known as East Cliffs in the Gale Crater. After further review, the doorway is only 12 inches tall and 16 inches wide, perfect size for a Barbie doll. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.